Hi everyone. So for today's recording of Who Said That, I'm going to read to you a very, very, very famous quotation in English. However, when we say it in English, we only say a small part of it, the very famous part of it. In fact, the small part that we say, there are only 6 words. However, I'm going to remove the first 6 words, and I'm going to read the next 2 sentences. In fact, this quotation is approximately 10 or 15 sentences long, and it's extremely famous. It comes from one of the greatest writers ever to exist, definitely in the English language. Very, very, very famous. And it's something that everybody studies when they study English. Okay, so I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. First 6 words gone. Now the next is, that is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them. Okay, so your job is, what are the first 6 words of this quotation? I'm going to read it one more time, and then I'm going to let you think about it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them. I'll give you one little piece of help. The first 6 words, there is a verb which is repeated, and it's a very common verb in English. In fact, it's a very common verb in every language. It's a verb that we use the most when we speak about ourselves. Okay, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you start thinking. Why not write down your ideas? Talk to you soon. Bye.